Mouth to Mouth, Conversations on Being, initiated by Sangha Ninguti Fitz. Double Think, Bulimia. The state of bulimia was named and discovered by the ever-exploring Sir Charles Abramson, better known as Dr. Fuki. Speaking with us on the state of bulimia is one of its ministers of state and other citizens, including dignitaries Sun Ra and Cecil Taylor.
Together again at twilight time.
Tell me, Dr. Fuki, I've never heard of your country. What is the name of your country again?
Well, the name of the country is bulimia.
I see.
Actually, it's a state. It's more like a state of mind rather than a country. A chosen few people live and exist in the state of bulimia, and bulimia exists in the state of them.
Now, can, even though it's a chosen few, can anyone become a citizen of bulimia?
I think that anyone can work toward being a citizen, but not anyone can be a citizen, no, no.
Well, what does it take to become a citizen of bulimia?
It just takes oneness. When you become one and aware with the citizens of the state, then you get closer to it. You see?
Well, can you tell me how one becomes one with oneness?
Well, I think that you start out with, you start by approaching a certain spiritual awareness that that we all hold in the state. The magistrates of the state all hold a certain spiritual awareness. And I think that you start down that road of thinking. You think like the aristocrats of the state, you know. And slowly oneness becomes whole with the person that is attempting to become one.
You become so clearly what you are that you perceive yourself as part of the whole and that you live your life as part of that whole. Okay. And that you perceive every moment in its totality.
Well, I am Dr. Fuki. I am also known as the Minister of BS. I'm also the Minister of Finance and Health, Education, and Welfare. The government would be, not as you know government, it would be a much higher order. Each individual would be responsible for himself and others.
We always depending on each other.
Yes.
When you're in trouble and you're in deep trouble, you depend on each other.
It's a lonely place to hold your gut. To be honest about the way it smells. We came together when we came together, but we were together in the way we felt about things.
Everybody's continually hanging out with everybody else. There's no leader. Everybody is a fierce individual.
And what would its major export be?
Its major export? Creativity. Yeah. Certainly, it would be creativity.
I don't feel that we need to refer to what we do as a people as art today. Our creative processes benefit a lot of others and us, you know, in terms of clearing the spirit and utilizing that. But if we can create schools of thought that are not readily recognized, we can also create new references and ways of referring languages as it has to do with creative expression. We need not fall in all of those categories that tend to put a cap on how ideas really flow and how they're germinated and how they have impact on the way we move ourselves through life, you know. And I really think that we have every right in the world to repreface what is referred to as art. Because if I can imagine, I can reach out at what is imagined.
And what I found out was that when I do nothing, I make things. and I make things out of whatever is there.
The act of making art is a cleansing act for me. Because I'm always ingesting information about a thing I want to create. So in that sense, I'm filling myself with that thing. So in order to get that thing out of me and onto a canvas, I have to make the act. That act has to follow. I'm following archetypical ways of doing things. I'm not following a art school formula for creating. My formula would be a formula for the creation of the universe, the creation of man. So those are the things I'll use in order to create my work. You know, those are the things that I would use as symbols in order to translate my work onto a canvas. I'm always the creator creating something. I'm always reflecting the higher creator when I create.
Now, the Deacon, who lives in another physical state to the east, he's also a minister. And the Deacon has given certain conceptual terms. As a matter of fact, he created the Deaconary. And that is our active language.
I see. Could you speak Deacon to me?
I'm speaking on a higher Kun science right now.
So you've given me kind of the language of the country. What would the religions be that were practiced there? Or is it in itself that?
Oh, there's no need for religion. Mm-hmm. Because religion suggests that a society needs some type of order. We don't need that kind of thing. We have one, we have our being, we have each other in a oneness, so we don't need any other type of armies, religions, or politics. We don't need that.
No two people look at it the same way. No two people reflect it the same way.
I mean, you can walk the streets and recognize a member of bulimia.
And when you recognize that person, that mm-hmm. other member, do you give any sort of signal, or is it just known the oneness is felt?
Oh, you feel the oneness, you smile, you feel a Chantherian charm about them. I've been bulimic off and on for about 25 years.
So it's not,
although I'm much older than that.
Yeah, so it's not something you're born to. It's something you have to evolve.
Oh, yes. And so there are times when, right now, where I think, and I'm out of bulimia. You know, it's not a constant state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're feeling other than yourself, you're usually out of the state.
So you can go in and out of this oneness.
Yes.
How do you feel when you're out of your bulimic state?
You feel a certain sense of transparency. You feel lost and sort of disillusioned. You lose track of your concept.
To experimental.
Because again, science, religion, politics, is to assume or restore order on a certain level that we don't have a need for.
Now, does that mean that you're involved in disorder or no order?
Yes. The order is actually there if you want mm-hmm. to refer to it as an order.
Mm-hmm.
We refer to it as being.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, in our society, I guess we would say that there is order, yet chaos, because we need the chaos to fuel creativity. We have certain music that we listen to for spiritual support and that type of thing.
I see music.
Mm-hmm.
Music has always given me images.
Yeah.
They make sound a visual reality. You know, I grew up in a region that, like in the South, in North Carolina, where there was music.
Mm-hmm.
There was the music of the hillbilly. Country Western, mm-hmm. strong music, mm-hmm. very much like our own music, because it comes from
a
hard place,
yeah.
an inner place,
mm-hmm.
a gutty place,
mm-hmm.
right? And it also tells the truth
right.
about that experience. And I heard that when I was a kid growing up.
but at the same time, I heard blues, I mean, real honest to goodness blues, and I heard jazz at the same time. Mm-hmm. All of those elements were there.
Mm-hmm.
There were musical sounds that you heard way out in the country that you heard no place else. And so when you hear those sounds in nature, when you hear those sounds today, or when you see things that remind you of that period, place, and time, you also hear what you see, you know. And so music is very, very visual to me. It always has been. And I think because music has a posture, it's a language that we share. A good friend of mine told me once, and this friend is a musician, he said, you know, Bridge, I'm so lucky that I can write music. He said, one thing that I discovered about a song is that it's no good until I can sing it to you.
Bulimics usually express themselves through their involvement with themselves and others. They would have to set off a certain spirit. And they would have to participate in the non-discussion of reality. And transfix the higher cosmic possibilities of conceptualization. The minister of BS and the deacon put together these terms to make conversation, if we needed it, more, more zoned. So only the members of Bulimia would understand the concepts. There's a number of terms. There's the concept, which is a higher order. Kun just means a higher order to us. That's all we're saying. A higher order concept. Any situation or state of being that would be to you a concept. Concept would be would probably be the same word to you. To recognize is to notice another member of Bulimia. Okay. Cantaloupe is the term that we give to, I believe you know it as watermelon.
Okay. I see.
Okay. Conviction, it would be to feel. Would it be conviction to you? Okay. And we've also created a system of martial arts for, oh God, fear, when we actually need that kind of thing. We don't involve ourselves in violence, but we've given the term kung fu. I believe you know it as boxing.
Ah, I see. I would love to look at your, was it Kung Dictionary?
No, dictionary. Well, we need this to communicate to you.
Mm-hmm.
We need that between the members of our society.
Now, have you ever seen a child that's bulimic?
Oh, certainly. They're born bulimic. They stray from bulimia as they grow older and learn from the ways of the world. They stray.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, hopefully, come back.
So then, even from birth, there's a going in and out of the bulimic
also,
state.
There's a bulimic pureness. They are born in bulimia, and they stray out. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, what could you say that would entice someone to want to start evolving into the bulimic state?
I think, first of all, a person would have to be in the Chantherian nature to want to approach bulimia. There's a state of Chantheria. I'm trying to relate it to what you know. You know it as limbo. The Chantherians are actually the individuals who are approaching bulimia at a rapid pace and may become bulimic at some point in the future, which I feel that an awful lot of people are Chantherian. But I feel that the person would want to become real within oneself. that is real is the highest position that we have in bulimia.
And what would real be?
Well, real would be the pinnacle of oneness. It would be the third eye with a Louis Vuitton contact. Everything in bulimia is generated, actually, as we spoke before, from the real.
It's like if I give you something from my heart, like I'm talking from the root of it, if I give it to you. It's not like a con game. We're not conning each other. I'm talking here, this is for you.
There are bulimics who are not conscious of the power of the real.
And they're still in that state, even though they're not conscious of the power?
Oh, they're in and out of that state. They're,
so they're
fueled by
it.
They're always fueled by it when they're in the state of bulimia. There's no contact with the real when you're in a state of chantheria or, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the term that's in back of chantheria. It would take me out of the bulimic state to actually say such a term, but I will say it at some point.
Well, can you tell me when a bulimic sees someone on the street that they think might be a good candidate for citizenship, how do they go about speaking to these people and drawing them in?
Oh, you speak to them from your bulimic nature. Mm. We don't induct individuals as certain other societies might, because this is actually the higher order. I'm out of my bulimic nature now. There is a term that we give to individuals who are not in the Chantherian state. They're actually behind the Chantherian state, and prehistoric as you would know it. We give the term constipated. I have to go back. Okay, now I'm back into my bulimic state. Thank you.
I see.
Okay.
That was rough, wasn't it?
It was difficult.
How far back do you think the bulimic state goes? Because you just mentioned prehistoric.
The bulimic state goes back to the first man.
This is just a continuum of what happened 5, 6, 7 thousand years ago.
When you first realized that you had hit this bulimic state, how did it come upon you? For instance, did it come upon you in your sleep, or were you walking down the street and all of a sudden, you know, your enlightenment came, or what?
I was in high school, I believe, and I was in, one day I had gone to school and I had worn a pair of Levi's and a plaid shirt to school, and I came home and I believe I was watching, I went to the Motown Review, and I came out and something came over me. And the very next day, I went out and purchased a pair of burgundy silk pants and some black and white shoes and a gabardine shirt. And I knew then that I was tending towards some other state of being. You realize the state as you with others who have realized it or realize it along with you.
But it's time, if you know about me, I'm the creator of special agents at the Spiral Nations. And I'm doing a good job. I got a lot of evidence. By being humble and meek, I got a lot of evidence on everybody. But so I can't even have enough punishment for what they've done. I'm just going to give everybody amnesty. But first, I'm going to give everybody on the planet eviction notice. Down from the sky is going to be eviction notice.
And you become, rather than be inducted into a state of bulimia. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything you would like to say to our audience?
Well, I feel that anyone that has listened this long has probably reached a state of chantheria and have probably drop the state of constipation behind them. And I feel that they should reach toward the state of bulimia without reaching. The state can be found in music.
It feels like your music is just purely a force of nature, like the power of like the sex drive or just the blind forces of nature, like thunder and lightning and mountains erupting and volcanoes exploding and the urge to survive, you know.
I got to there. I got to there. Hey, what it is. Hey, when I was younger, I didn't understand. I had to work out certain personal problems and didn't understand my children, and I couldn't understand why they do it my way. And they said, no. Look, the thing that we, you know, learned is it's a celebration of life. Music saved my life. Poetry saved my life. Music is just one of the forms. And I will probably be the most human that I can possibly be, as well as the most developed musician, before the chemistry changes and I become a mountain. Hell ain't got nothing to do with it. Mountain, river, stream, or tree.
Can be found in art.
If you're a moving piece of art.
I can become famous or not famous, but my expression is my strength.
It can be found in culture. It can be found in oneness, in any circle. There is only creation, and you cannot put time on creation. It works on its own accord.
The act of creation is always around us. It's always an ongoing thing. And so at any point, I can tap into it.
Do you ever dream in a bulimic state?
Oh, the bulimic state is constantly a dream. Oh, yes. It's not a tangible state.
Oh, my dreams. Oh, they're really vivid. And I think they influence me quite a bit because they're so good. I dream every night. I just seem to dream all night long. And the imagery is so dynamic that I think it influences me a lot. And so I would say my dream, my painting and the act of painting comes from that also. Again, creating. At night I'm creating images in my head while I sleep.
Can you give an example of a bulimic dream?
A bulimic dream? Well, the individuals of our society dream, and I certainly once was a member of our society, but I have reached a higher order now, so I don't have the dream as you ask me. I've reached another plateau in society where I don't have those anymore. Let me say this about the bulimic dream. Once you reach a state of bulimia, you still have a certain amount of refuge from the constipation that you probably suffered before then, and that would be the use of the dream to rid you of all constipated notions. And once you reach a certain level of bulimic society, you cease to have that dream.
What places would border bulimia?
You should think about it in terms of a hula hoop or something like that, where you have the state of constipation in the middle. But no, in no way is it connected in or encapsulated. To the outside of the state of constipation, you have chanthyria, which is approaching bulimia. To the outer edges, you have bulimia.
So is it like Saturn?
Well, Saturn is a ball. No.
But it has rings around it.
It's more like James Brown's records. You have to think about it in terms of flatness. It's not a ball. It's a hula hoop.
So even though the constipation is inside, it does not affect the outer.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, certainly not. I mean, if you think about it this way, if you thought of it as the state of constipation being on the outside, the state of chanthyria again being in the middle, and bulimia being the nucleus, well, then we would be surrounded by constipated notion. It is the toilet principle. That's why we have the constipated notion centralized to the outer edges or the rim of the toilet. We'll have chantheria, and off of those edges we'll have bulimia, whose ever extending presence is worldly and cosmic.
Ah, I see. Well, I really thank you, Dr. Fuki, for...
Oh, no, I'm the minister of BS.
Sorry. Thank you. I thought, what's happening with Dr. Fuki?
Well, Dr. Fuki is reached the state of real. Mm. He's in the eternal sense, bulimestamize. Again, the term is oneness, and it's real, and it's a state of nothingness and everything, and that's what he is presently.
I'm creating images of what I'd like life to be, what I imagine life to be. I have this whole plan of what man should be about, so I mean, I'm always creating.
Well, I really appreciate this. I know the world is waiting to hear this and to be aware that this state is around them.
Yes, the state is around them. Now, yes, it is around them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Voices of Bulimia. Minister of BS, Daryl Savad. Citizens of Bulimia, Sir Charles Abramson, otherwise known as Dr. Fuki. Carol Blank, John Audibridge, Kenneth Severin, and Kaylin Sullivan. Dig Nateres, Sun Ra, and Cecil Taylor. Music accents: Butch Morris, Tyrone Mitchell, George Mingo, the illustrious Danny Davis of Sun Ra affiliation, Initiator, Sangha Ninguti Fitz, Engineer, Scott Frazier.
Success for your human revolution and your relationship to the rest of the world is to be able to communicate with all people on all levels, on any level, high, low, whatever level. Just deal with one human to another human being. Whether you are highly educated with an incredible amount of information or you have no education and no information, human revolution is to deal with another human being and to realize the fact that they have potential, period.